Are we going to...
We have almost at time.
Yeah, we're almost at time. Are we going to have a discussion? Okay. All right. All right, sounds good. So I actually wanted to use this space to talk about something a little different, because I think our ideals, although varied, pretty much go along the same lines of this idealism. What I was thinking about, at least for strategic planning, is, so I've been thinking about how I donate to KPFK. It always seems to be a very big hassle just to donate. And so what I did a little earlier was I looked at how many times it takes me to click to donate to each one of our stations. Okay, I'm going to read this to you. WBAI, it takes me 5 clicks. KPFA, 1. KPFK, 5. KPFT, 2. WPFW, 2. And then Beloved Democracy Now, 1. Now, what does this say? Oh, I didn't even check archives. I forgot. So what does this say about our stations? And this is something that since I've come on, I came on to this board before I was able to drink. So that tells you that when I came onto this board, most of what I was exposed to was being online. Now, the way I donate, whether it be with Indiegogo, Kickstarter, to any, my high school alumni association, my college alumni association, is all online. If you make it difficult for people to donate, they're not going to donate. And many times, me, myself, in my own experience, I've avoided altogether from donating somewhere because it takes me too long to get there, right? So how can we streamline this, as Brian was mentioning, is being able to get onto the online world, right? And how can we monetize this in a way that we haven't utilized it before? Being able to streamline our online presence is one way. The other thing that I noticed in just being online is 2 of our stations, KPFT and KPFA, have mobile versions of their websites. No other station has that. Now, it makes it more difficult for a person who is utilizing their phone as a means to listen to our stations to be able to engage with us in a more meaningful way. Thanks.
I'm sorry.
Okay. That, John Profit at the national office, that comment was absolutely 100% spot on. And I just want to emphasize very strongly that when you use terms like the web and online, we're talking the aging, vanishing demographic. Think about this for a second. It's the smartphone. It's the tablet and smartphone is the way that people, young people certainly, and most people are gravitating to consuming content. Not the FM radio sitting on the kitchen table, not their computer, not the website for KPFT or any station, but their smartphone. Every station needs an easy-to-use app that accesses specific programming, content, and donation. Easy button to click on your app on your smartphone, donate now.
Red.
Yeah, and red and flashing even. But that is the way to be able to make it easy for people to give money to Pacifica, and that is the way we need to be going.
That's your job.
Thank you.
I know. Yeah, you're right. I will.
No 5 clicks.
I went to an event the other day. It was a local event with the Moth, and there were 600 people there. And we watched some amazing storytelling, and it was participatory. I felt like, you know, I had like a decision. I was a decision maker there. And, of course, it was, in a way, the winner there was going to go to another place, and eventually would end up on a nationwide show. I could, the person that I said, hey, that's the best storyteller, could actually be on a national show that I listened to. And, of course, all those people that participated in that event, of course, they want to tune in on Saturday at whatever, when that show is. So when I think of the mission, I think of, you know, education, entertain, and empower. We want to empower our people. Maybe it's imagination. You might want to call it that. But I want people to come up from that experience and either be entertained, educated, or empowered. And I think it has to be relevant, and it has to somehow engage our people. We're talking about engaging to give money, you know, engaging, somehow turn it on and you know, somehow, you know, find it right in the right time amount, that bundle of information that you can, it's easy to listen to or whatever. And so now I've lost my train of thought. But my thought is I want us to somehow think of how we can, if we're going to be involved in events like with Sierra Club or whatever, somehow how are we going to make them feel from that experience that they are involved in it? When I remember listening to Larry Bensky, he encapsulated what was happening there. He delivered it to me, so I felt like I was there, where I didn't have to sit and, I mean, it was just organized well, very concisely, and that's what I expect from the Pacifica experience.
Okay, we have about 20 minutes, about 18 actually. There are 9 people in the audience.
Point of order. Point of order.
Excuse me, we extended time to 5:30.
Point of order. George, point of order.
What's your point of order?
My point of order is that 10 minutes of that time is for public comments, which is separate from this.
I'm sorry.
Mr. Secretary, what motion did you pass?
Wait. Please pay attention there.
You were already up.
No.
I would like to.
George.
My understanding
I'm sorry,
is that you
wait,
have two
wait, wait.
Apiece.
I'm sorry. May I speak one moment, please?
Certainly may.
I'm speaking to the chair. We had agreed initially when we began this process at 4:50, whatever it was, that the meeting was going to end at 5:15, and then we agreed to extend it for another 15 minutes in a committee of the whole, which means these folks get to speak. And then there's the 10 minutes public comment when they can speak about anything and not just what we're discussing here. So it seems to me that there are at least 10 people. They should at least get 2 minutes because some folks here spoke 4 times. So unfortunately, we have to extend. So I move to extend for the purpose of public comment and for the committee of the whole, for the listeners to have some input for 15 minutes from the previously set extension of 5:30.
So you make it 5:45. Is there a second to that?
Is there a second? Someone seconded.
There was a second, which was Adriana. Okay, we're going to take a vote on that. Is everybody clear with what the vote is?
Yes.
Is to give 10 minutes additional for just whatever they want. They can speak to, they'll be part of the committee of the whole for the time between now and then. And so that's the motion. Is that correct,
Serene?
No,
that's not the motion.
What was the motion?
There are at least 15 minutes for them to have their piece of the committee of the whole. And then we've already said public comment is 10 minutes. It's on the agenda. So that's 25 minutes from now.
That's what I said.
That's not what you said just now.
Okay. Can we please take a vote on this? The motion is to extend time to 6:15.
Just
is there?
We won't eat. Okay. Then we won't get any food. It's okay.
You got people there too. Okay. So you want to talk about respect? Yes. So respect.
But
you got people waiting for you over there.
Right, but we have people here.
So if you don't like this motion, vote against it.
Okay. No. Point of order. Can we hear what he has to say?
No.
It's not discussable. It's not discussable. You're voting on an extension of time. It's not discussable. We'll waste more time fiddling around like this. Let's just go to a vote on it. If we want to do it, we'll do it. It requires 2/3. Would you put your hand up if you'd like to extend to 6:15?
I have 8.
Yes. 8.
Next, okay.
All opposed?
Five.
Six.
Six.
Okay, so we have, I would say, we have exactly 16 minutes. I would like to go a little bit over and give you 2 minutes apiece. You can talk about whatever you want, either what's here or whatever you want. Either comment on what we've been doing or don't comment on what you've been doing. Is that agreeable? Any objection to that?
Let them talk.
Okay, hearing no objection, you have 2 minutes.
When Grenada went down, the vice president that survived was put on the death penalty in England, and the family that was keeping track of their kids came to our church. I run a church. I'm also run the treasurer of the Green Party. I don't think it has anything to do with Pacifica, what I do. I don't want to see churches taking over Pacifica. 60 years ago, 1948, our Articles of Incorporation, which I think have been modified once to keep graft out of the corporation, could barely survive with some of the terminology that's used in our Articles of Incorporation. I don't know if you all read it or not, but it's a very unpopular subject. It's about stopping the violence. I'm paraphrasing. I don't care if there's only 10 people listening to the station. We're going to have to cut back our costs so that we can broadcast our Articles of Incorporation mission statement, because we're a corporation that is not a public radio station. We're a mission-driven, private, nonprofit educational institution. We're not community radio. Now, on the other subject, KUSC became the best station in the NPR system 5 years ago when they cut their premium costs in half. They were delegated the next year as the best station because they'd grown so much by cutting their premium costs in half. We could do that. It'd be very simple. We might accidentally attract the type of people that can't afford to pay $60, $70 a month to have a special phone and pin it to their ear while they feed their children and dig ditches. We might, by lowering our premium cost, attract a new population that can only afford a radio. By the way, Jobs put a radio in his last iPhone, an FM tuner. And when Jonathan pointed his radio at a little QR thing that I built, his phone automatically started playing our radio station. It doesn't need an app. It just needs a QR, a little thing the size of a donut.
So Pacifica is in the economic capital of the United States, the political capital of the United States, the energy capital of the United States, the cultural capital of the United States, and the digital capital of the United States. So, think of that potential. I mean, come on. You're kidding yourselves. We have the capacity to, like, change the fucking country. Pardon the expression. For example, we're in four of the biggest ports in the country, right? Houston, Los Angeles, Long Beach, the Bay Area, and New York. And everybody in the world is totally concerned about the TPP and the impact of trade. And what is trade in the United States? It's 80% imports and 20% exports. And if we were engaged in creating a documentary with documentarians out there and the capacity we have to do audiovisual production, we could make that a burning issue based on reality. We're in cities that are in flames about police brutality, police abuse, lack of police accountability. Why is not Pacifica creating deep documentaries about that? The question of immigration is like burning around the country. We have the capacity to engage people about the issues that are of a vital concern, and we have the power to do it if we would unleash and tap into the energies of the people who are listening to our stations. I agree with the thing about podcasting, but the main thing about phones and the rest of it is that it's a social medium, and people are engaged in social media because it's many to many. And we have to bring the ethos of many to many into our broadcasting operations, whether it's with call-ins, with responsiveness. If I look at the LA Times or the New York Times, they have page after page of responses to the things that are printed in the paper from the people reading the paper. None of our websites do that. So that's the thing we have to engage with with people is they have tremendous creative capacities that they want to see engaged with and debated and they produce content. Everybody produces content. Everyone is a content producer. We have to tap that in a way that makes it meaningful to people, and we have the mechanism to have the content they produce reach other people, get feedback from people, and they add value to that.
My name is Rob Bacon here. I had to support or commend you for your vision. You were talking about community connection, getting involved in community. I was involved with KPFK outreach programs, outreach committee, and I developed several projects. One particularly I developed, it was called Mission Rebuild 2025. Mission Rebuild 2025 is you rebuild your community, your school, the environments, and whatever social concerns that it have out there, and you get with the groups that's supporting those different issues, and they're the ones that will bring in the new listeners, and they're the ones that you use to do the fundraising for you. I tried to present that to the outreach committee. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to do it, so I developed a documentary, and now it's on a television show. So I attracted four different organizations now, and that's exactly what they do. So that's what they do. They raise money for the organization. So that's just an ideal. I just would like to get with the group, and like I said, just throw out some ideas on how to attract new listeners and increase the fund drive, have more successful fund drives. Thank you.
How much time?
2 minutes.
2 minutes. Well, one way to get more listeners and improve our programming, and they're related, of course, in my opinion, is to have more debate and dialogue programs, which is to say that not that if you not just have one point of view on a particular issue in a particular program without having a chance for a response. And the same thing applies to some of our premiums that we give out in our fund drives. I've heard complaints about some of them. Why not have a poll or response from people who have some of these, have received, paid for some of these gifts as to what they think about them? In short, some feedback. So more dialogue, more debate. That'll bring in people who have different views, different opinions, and a chance to perhaps change minds. How often do you hear someone on the air saying, after talking with you, I think you've convinced me, you're probably right on this. As against merely having, on the one hand, people that you already agree with, your great book, I like it, or just condemning someone or something that isn't even there. In short, on air, a dialogue and debate on issues and on products, including products, services that we give out on our fund drives. I think that would increase our listenership and enhance the value of our programming as well. Otherwise, can I say something else? Otherwise, following up my previous comment about factions and our fighting all these years, I think our bylaws need to be really examined. In that sense, having a strategic planning event, that should be a whole day, well advertised in advance, and with a lot of people coming in, and follow-up. Because we've had these discussions before over the years, and there's not follow-up. People come and go. The sense of history is lost, as someone said earlier. There's no sense of that. So more, better, sooner.
Thank you. Okay, so Brian gave, as usual, a very eloquent speech, a lot of people here have really great ideas. I don't know most of you, but I've seen a lot of you and heard a lot of you, and most people, let alone all the people that don't listen to the radio, most people who do listen to it aren't going to care about what I think Janet called the invisible thing behind the scenes, the governance. But it does matter how everything's put together here. I hate the bad feelings that I feel. Like when, for example, you gave the speech, Brian, I kept thinking, but some of us were saying these things years ago. And sometimes I say to myself, you know, Brian, maybe you could, I want you to be there. I want you to feel secure in your job and all that stuff, but I want it to be a job that brings in people that aren't paid for it too. I wouldn't say it the same way as that man said that we're not a jobs program, but I know that this needs to be a more inclusive setup so that people that can say things really, really well are not the only ones that get huge amounts of support from this network. They do. The ones that get paid, at least at KPFA, compared to a lot of other people there, I really appreciate the comments of people that want to draw in the community. That I think Rodrigo said something about that, about getting support, and Carolyn made some good comments. I wish we had more time. The people that do care about this stuff need more than one day. There are enough people to come together in discussions to try and create stuff that really do care about these things.
Anyone else?
You know, as a listener, one of the things that I believe that needs to be done throughout the network is an evaluation of programming. Because programming, of course, and I don't like to say it like this, but, you know, in a business sense, is our product, right? I mean, that's why we attract listeners, and that's why we lose listeners as well. So, other than the community advisory boards doing a community needs assessment, programming, I believe, just as a listener and streaming other stations as well, needs to really be conscientiously evaluated. And I don't know, as a member of the programming committee, I don't even know if that's an option that, you know, to bring on the floor. But I think definitely what needs to happen is some communication, a discussion around evaluation of programming. And as somebody said earlier, who wants to buy a stale loaf of bread? And, you know, to a degree, our programming has become redundant and entrenched to the point where new voices aren't really allowed on the air, and in particular, you know, voices from the community. And I also hate, you know, the way I feel sometimes about my station and about the whole network. And that's one of my internal struggles of having to work through that, you know. But, you know, sincerely, I believe that programming is one of the things that needs to be evaluated throughout the network. Thank you.
Does anyone else wish to speak? Okay, this conversation will actually be continued on Sunday, and hopefully will be continued over dinner and throughout the rest of the weekend. But there's a session on Sunday in which it will explicitly be continued and perhaps decisions made.
Point of information.
Yes, what's your point of information?
So can somebody explain how, where we're going to go from here and how, and, I mean, where do we go? Could maybe?
Yeah, so we're going to. No, you can take La Brea, or you can take the 10.
It's not freeway.
I'm talking about, you know, like people, they're drivers, right? And so we have to connect up and all that. And
raise your hand.
Janet.
So we'll meet you in front of this, in front of the building, I assume.
Directors.
George. Tell people right now.
Let's just take a moment, folks. There's some confusion about just what's happening. My understanding. Could we please?
One moment, folks.
Could we please? Please. If you can hear me, clap once. If you can hear me, clap twice. Okay, I think you can hear me now. So there's some confusion about what's going to happen next in terms of getting to the station, which is where we're going. My understanding is that there will be people with cars out front. There may not be enough to take everybody on the first try. There are enough. Okay? Then we simply need to meet in front and make sure we don't, take too much time in the restroom.
Just one thing, directors, before you leave, Adriana is handing out two reports that you need for tomorrow. One of them is confidential, so please exercise the utmost care and make sure you get your stuff tonight so you can read it.
We didn't adjourn the meeting, and yes, we have adjourned the meeting.